the boy from Gorge River, from New Zealand's remotest family to the world beyond. Written by Chris Long and read by Jackson Bliss. The engine revs and the propellers of Hank Sproul's Cessna 185 bite into the air. The acceleration pushes my sister Robin and me into the backs of our seats. We are racing down the Queenstown runway at the base of the iconic Remarkables mountain range, and soon we say goodbye to the ground, rising up and over the deep blue water of Lake Wakatipu. After a banking right-hand turn, we fly northwest through Skipper's Saddle, and Queenstown, with its roads, supermarkets, and crowded streets, fades into the distance behind us. Hank is using his vast experience of flying in Fiordland to steer us skillfully through the tussock-covered mountains of Skipper's Range, past the last township of Glenorchy, and on into the heart of the mighty Southern Alps. We have to find a way through these tall, cloud-covered peaks to reach our home at Gorge River, next to the ocean on the other side. Although I have flown these mountains more than 50 times over the years, it is never boring. As we enter the Rockburn Valley, the strong southwesterly winds that are ripping in from the Southern Ocean, piercing every river valley in the Southern Alps, begin to buffet us. Above us, a layer of cloud is thickening, clinging like cotton wool to the jagged peaks rising on each side of the valley we are flying through. We are heading towards Park Pass, the lowest point in the mountains in front, and everything hinges on the cloud layer being high enough above the pass to let us through. Robin and I glance at each other, and in that instant of time, no words need to be spoken. We have been through this process of going home so many times that we almost call this exhilarating experience normal. Almost. I am actually en route from a deserted tropical island in Tonga to Antarctica. After receiving a last-minute contract for my dream job as a field trainer at Scott Base, I hitchhiked off the island on a luxury catamaran yacht. This will be my one chance to see my family at Gorge River before disappearing to the land of snow, ice, and penguins for the next 5 months. Getting home is always complicated, and Dad has spent the last week trying to organize his flight through our satellite broadband internet connection. First, he contacted our regular pilot and family friend Roger Monk, but his plane is currently undergoing a routine maintenance check in Wanaka. Then he tried Hugh, but he was away in Australia and couldn't fly us either. While at Suva Airport in Fiji, I received an email from Dad informing me Hank had agreed to do the flight. Hank usually flies to Milford Sound with tourists each day, and a flight to Gorge River is a nice change from the usual milk run for him.